Live.
And you can
Fairfield County, live and local, presented by the Sono Collection. My name is John Kamal from 95. Don't interrupt me, Drew. I have my little spiel that I do. Do it every time. Presented by the Sono Collection. My name is John Kamal from 95.9 The Fox. And my good friend and yours, Drew Angus, is back on the show. What's up, dude?
What's going on, John? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Come on, man. It's like my special thing that I do every time. Howdy, neighbor. You got a new album coming out this Friday.
I'm in a new house.
That's right.
Around the corner from John Kamal himself.
From the headquarters of Fairfield County, live and local. Dude, so, all right, tell me about this thing. Let's jump right into it. So, brand new album. Are we calling it a holiday album or a Christmas album? Or are we staying away from that controversial subject entirely?
No, we're leaning into the controversy. This is a Christmas record.
Okay.
I've always wanted to make like a proper Christmas record, and this is a really good start for me. Spent a lot of years like putting out Christmas songs and just like a Christmas video here and there. And just never really like diving in, because I always waited to the last minute. Well, this time around, we had plenty of time.
Did you have some extra time on your hands?
Just a few days here and there. And, I think I talked about it with my producer, Mikhail, back in May or June or July. And we're like, yeah, we should probably write a Christmas record in July. And then July rolled around, didn't do it. And like we got to August, I was like, okay, it's time. We have to do this. I had a break, and made a record, man.
Well, see, because that's
really stoked on it.
Yeah, dude, and I'm excited for it too. Because we're gonna get into this, but there's video, there's great production. You've got strings on this thing, and I love that you said that you were talking about it all the way in the summertime. I did with our good friend Nick Yost a Christmas album. More than a couple of years ago. This is in like 2013. This was a very long time ago. And it was a blast and it was so much fun. But we did it basically in one haphazard recording session. And then all the post work took forever. And we barely got the thing out for Christmas.
Of course.
How much work, like for people who don't know, how much work is it to really undergo something like this?
A record is a great deal of work in general, I think, for most people. This Christmas record, I mean, the industry starts working on Christmas music. They kind of run a joke in the business is it's Christmas in July, because you're making all the Christmas music that's going to come out in November and December. You're making that in July. Because you have to have time to do all the promotion, all the artwork, all the video content, all the stuff that goes into having a successful release, all the marketing.
Right.
So you have to have that record and the distribution so that it can get pitched to playlists and to radio stations, and to all that stuff has to be out the door. The music has to be done long before that stuff is ready to go. So
in the industry, there is like a set standard of like July being when you got to record the actual music for.
Yeah, I feel like most people in the business are making Christmas music in July, right. August time.
Right.
And so we started a little late. We were late for the business. We got to work in late August, and it's still. Still took us right down to the hair on our chinny chin chins.
Well, all right. So, I mean, let's talk about this title. Drew Angus presents A Snow Globe Christmas. And by the way, for people who are curious, this is coming out this Friday, the 13th. Midnight tonight. Oh, yeah, it's Thursday. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's right. I don't know why I thought it was Wednesday. But, yes, midnight tonight. It's coming out midnight tonight, 11/13/20. We're going to talk about why that particular release date in a second, but more to the point, this title right here, Drew Angus presents A Snow Globe Christmas. How'd you get the title?
Everybody does a so-and-so Christmas, Harry for the holidays. a Nat King Cole Christmas, and you know, like nobody ever puts Snow Globe in the title of a record, so we just kind of decided, let's call this a Snow Globe Christmas, and let the people decide.
Okay. All right. So, you know, kind of try going for broad appeal. You want to be a man of the people. I mean, you still call it Drew Angus Presents a Snow Globe Christmas, but no, hey, listen.
It's still, like, yeah. It's a classic, you know, it's like the title of a record. It's more about the music,
right?
I think these days than the title of the record. We went with Drew Angus Presents a Snow Globe Christmas because kind of for this record, we were really trying to dive down the quintessential Christmas holiday classic sound. And so kind of the album artwork itself is an homage to kind of that classic Christmas vibe.
Right.
And the music kind of falls into that vein, and I'm sending you the artwork right now,
John. Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to put it up on this.
I know. That was the hope.
So, you know what, though? You said something interesting. And this is something that I've kind of always wondered, not just about Christmas, but just about anything. Billy Ruger, it's so classic. Billy Ruger, by the way, I've heard some of the some of your guitar work on this album, and it sounds wonderful.
Billy Ruger.
My question is, what makes a song a Christmas song? How do you make a song Christmassy? Because you have originals on this as well as, you know, I mean, as well as covers. How do you create a Christmas song?
How do you create a Christmas song?
Yeah. Like, what is it about it? Like, is it just the addition of jingle bells? Like, what makes a song sound Christmassy?
I think it's well, what is Christmas? Do you want to dive? If you want to dive down the rabbit hole, I mean, we can talk about like, what is Christmas? How do you write a song? How do you write a Christmas song? Well, all the Christmas songs have kind of been written. You try to take a feeling, a theme, a holiday memory that is somewhat universal, but also personal to you. And write to that experience, you know. Okay. Snow Globe. So for this record, we wrote two original Christmas songs.
Okay.
Which I'm really, really proud of these songs. Like, this is some of what I think is my best writing.
I heard Snow Globe, and by the way, for people watching, we're going to be playing it on 95.9 The Fox this Sunday, so you can hear it then too. But of course, buy the album first. But I'm sorry, continue. Snow Globe sounds amazing, though.
Snow Globe, thank you, man. Snow Globe is kind of your classic. It's the idea behind Snow Globe is that you're taking a step back, and taking a step back from the chaos and watching the holiday season go by from the comfort of your home. You know, putting the chaos of the holiday season on a shelf where you can shake it up and look at it, and it's pretty, you know.
Well, that's the hook on the song, right? Let's spend this Christmas looking in from outside.
Yeah,
which I love, because it kind of, well, for one thing, it kind of flips the COVID dynamic on its head, because we've been looking out from inside for a very long time now, a very yes. long time. So I just appreciate that sentiment all by itself.
Thank
but
you.
But no, but I mean, go into that a little bit more, because I love that theme. I love that idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's a record of it's a song to, I don't know, man. It's just a nice ballad about kind of. I think it's relevant for the current environment.
Right.
And I think it's there's a lot going on. People have good memories of Christmas and bad memories of the holidays. And,
yeah.
And it brings up a lot of emotions and I mean, not to like get COVID core on it.
No. And it's, we, yeah,
it's like, we're trying to write, like, the idea here was to try to do something a little bit different than the typical Christmas songs. Do something with a little bit more emotion and a little bit more clever lyrically. And I mean, not to say that it's calculated, but like, we just tried to, Nicholas Wells and I tried to write something that connects with people and makes you feel good.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, I think you guys accomplished it. So from a production standpoint, like just from a purely technical standpoint, I feel like we all recognize a Christmas song when we hear it. How do you produce a song to make it sound Christmassy? What do you add to it? What are like core essential components of making a song sound like it's Christmassy and like of the holiday spirit?
I think the chord progression is an important element. I think the melody plays a big role in that. I think, but from a what you hear through the speakers, you know, the classic Christmas or the classic arrangements of Nat King Cole and Michael Bublé and Frank Sinatra and Bing Crosby and Harry Connick Jr. And like their lush big string arrangements, their horns, it's an orchestra. You got an orchestra behind you. So we brought in for Snow Globe and for the Christmas song, we brought in those are all real instruments. We brought in Dave Egger on cello.
They are real instruments, because I was afraid for a second that it might be just like some keyboard magic.
No, there's no keyboard magic on this record. There's on any of this record. There is the cast of characters behind this record, is like, these are some of the most incredible musicians I've ever gotten to work with.
And I'm sorry I interrupted you while you were shouting out the string section. What did you have, and who was playing it?
Dave Egger on cello. Dave's played with he's done stuff for Lindsey Stirling, for Philip Phillips, for Coldplay, for Foreigner, for all sorts of different artists all over the world. He's a world class cello player, and I'm honored to get him to be able to work with him. We had Katie Kresik on violin, who plays with the Rescue Squad that backs Trey Anastasio on his on his Beacon Run stuff right now. That's the whole string section. And Dave's roommate Phil Ficanti helped out down in Tennessee, where they're based right now, with some of the arrangement stuff on Snow Globe and the Christmas song.
Oh, that's killer, man.
It's really like these are some of the greatest players I've ever gotten to work with. Like they have such great melodic and arrangement sensibilities and just made some beautiful sounds.
Yeah, dude. So now what about song selection? So you mentioned that two of these songs are originals, and yes. Well, how many songs are on the album total?
Five total.
Five total.
So I'm calling it a record.
Okay.
I can also call it an EP.
Okay.
But it took about the amount of time it feels like it would take to make a record.
Right.
And we put a lot of blood, sweat and tears into this one.
I'm giving you the title of record. I said it here first. It's a record, damn it. That's exactly what it is. By the way, I'm trying to get this incredible artwork up big. But for those of you who might not have noticed, it's now in the upper right hand corner of the screen. The cover of Drew Angus Presents A Snow Globe Christmas. But sorry though, back to my original question. How did you pick the songs? You got the two originals. How'd you pick which covers you were going to do? Because you've got, I mean, a massive selection of songs. I mean, the Christmas library is huge. And then you include cover versions that other people did, and it gets even huger. How did you pick yours?
It was a tough decision. It was a tough call.
Right.
I think what picked the songs was partially budget.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Because quite frankly, I love Christmas music. I would have sung the whole catalog of Christmas songs.
Sure. Sure.
If we had the time, if we had the time and the, and the, and the, and the money to do so.
Well, but so then that actually makes that makes it even more important. So you really, like, you really, these weren't like three that you had carried with you forever.
We had to pick the right songs, you know?
Yeah.
Like Christmas music is, for better or worse, I guess not worse at all. Like I love Christmas music, and I unapologetically love Christmas music.
Yes.
It's some of my favorite, songs. And Christmas music for me for the holidays, around the holidays, is such a, has such a deep memory, at our Christmas Eve family events, family parties. We always sit around the piano and sing Christmas carols until the wee hours of the morning, when Santa definitely should have come already.
Absolutely.
And you know, I grew up on Harry Connick Jr. When My Heart Finds Christmas. That's, to me, is one of the classic Christmas records of my time.
Yeah.
How do you pick the songs? Like, you have to do the Christmas song. That's my favorite.
Okay.
And then from there, we picked Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And that one features Love Raptor. Mikhail and Love Raptor generously have allowed me to use Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, nice. Okay. Oh, okay.
On this record.
Oh, that's
and
sick.
Then the third
oh, that's
one,
great.
Yeah, the third one is something we started to work on last year, and we put a video out for it, but kind of brought it back to the table. Step into Christmas by Elton John.
Sweet.
That's just a fun song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a good one.
I remember when that came out last year. Oh yeah, okay, right on, right on.
Yeah,
and you got the Love Raptor crew in there too, which I love. Shout out to Mikhail Pivovarov. We try to play. We try to play Love Raptor at least once a week on 95.9 The Fox.
And gotta give Mikhail all the credit here. He produced the record, mixed, mastered, engineered, and played bass on four of the tunes.
Yeah.
He also filmed, was the cameraman and the editor behind all of the videos that are coming out for this record as well.
Well, so let's talk about that too, man, because you've got a whole campaign. You've got the sick sweater. What do they call it? Is it the double-breasted sweater with the
white cardigan thing?
The cardigan sweater.
The cream-colored cardigan.
The cream-colored cardigan. Oh, you got to make it alliterative. See, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. No, but dude, there's high-quality production videos of you guys playing a couple of these songs. I saw the Christmas song and I saw Snow Globe. Do you have a video for
all
every
songs,
song?
All the songs have videos.
Well, of course the Love Raptor one does too, of course.
And the Love Raptor one has its own separate video that'll come out when Mikhail puts that one out.
Oh, so there's two. Nice.
I don't have a date. The date is still secret.
Ah, all right. Well, we know how secretive Mikhail is.
Right.
Always appearing in the, with the raptor mask on, or those crazy shades.
That's right.
All right, dude. Well, so it's coming out at midnight tonight.
Comes out at midnight.
My question is, did you pick the date, or did you just get lucky on the date? And, like, you know, when you submitted it to the streaming services, they were like, yeah, how about this day?
I mean, I'll let you in on a little secret. The date was actually going to be, it was going to be like Black Friday, and I was talking with my team and we started seeing Christmas music coming out in October and towards the end of October. And it was like, well, we should probably push this out the door faster. So we've kind of moved things. We moved the process up and picked this Friday.
Nice. Nice. Well, all right. So, I mean, that kind of answers the next question, which is the penultimate question that I was going to ask you in this interview. When is the right time for Christmas music? People have opinions. People have thoughts. Some people say it's got to be December. I know the day after Thanksgiving has always been a big one.
It's been a classic. That's a classic day to release music.
A classic thing. But I have noticed this year, especially, we're pushing it a little bit earlier. And I got to tell you, man, like, I got my Vince Guaraldi on vinyl.
Guaraldi.
See, now you got me doubting myself. Charlie Brown. I got my Charlie Brown Christmas on vinyl, and I want to play it. So, when is an appropriate time to start listening to Christmas music?
Well, I guess scientifically, you could say.
Okay. No, let's get into the math. Let's get into the math.
If you want to, Europe kind of, they start playing Christmas music on like November 1st.
See, now we're playing with time zones. I told you the math was coming.
Yeah. Well, like all over the world, Christmas music starts coming out at the beginning of November. The US traditionally puts Christmas music, gets it out the door after, like right around or after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And it lasts until December 24th and then it's over. You know, look at the times we're in. People are putting stuff out earlier. So
we need some joy.
We need the joy. We need the happiness. We need the Christmas cheer. And that's where we're at. So,
well, I'll tell you what, I said it here first, man. This year, 2020.
I got to talk about my co-writer, Nick Wells, though. I can't.
Ooh. Speak words to me about Nick Wells. But hold on, though. Let me just make the proclamation that this year, officially in 2020, 11/13, there it is, 11/13/20 is the official correct time to begin listening to Christmas music. So make sure people do that. I think so.
You heard it here first.
All right, now tell me about your co-writer here, Nick Wells.
Nicholas Wells. He and I had not really worked together until this. We really hadn't worked together until this particular project. Mikhail connected us, and we sat down and wrote Snow Globe in like a day.
Really?
Less than a day. In like two short sessions. It just poured out. It was very, very natural and easy. He's a great writer to work with.
Yeah. What was it? Was it Nick writing the music and you writing the lyrics, or was there a combination of the two?
I came to the table with a couple of verse ideas and some chords to go with it and a melody. And then he had a chorus idea. We kind of evolved and it just kind of happened. Just put it on. Yeah.
So now there's two originals. You've got Snow Globe. Tell me about this as yet unnamed original, or are we keeping it?
Well, you'll hear it here first.
Yes.
Santa's Early Gift is the second song.
Early Gift.
Yeah. Santa's Early Gift. It's an homage to the classic Christmas songs that like, We Wish You a Merry Christmas, like Jingle Bells and like songs where you have like it starts with a chorus,
yeah,
has the verse and goes right back to the chorus, and there's a little solo by Billy Ruger.
Nice.
We've got a whole woodwind section and a trumpet on there. Jason Polize played all the woodwinds for us. And the sax and the flute and the oboe and the clarinet and a couple other things. And then Joe Sabia played the trumpet.
Yeah. Nice.
We had Chris Yonker on keys for that one.
Oh, yeah, Chris Yonker?
Yeah.
I love
Chris.
He played on
a couple of these teams.
He's a good dude. Yeah, man.
He's really good.
Chris Yonker, Jen Durkin in the business, and like a million other projects too. Right. Chris Yonker.
Right.
Yeah, but sorry, continue.
But and Billy Ruger on guitar, Mikhail Pivovarov on bass, and Spencer Inch on drums.
Spinch, my guy. Yeah. My guy. Well, dude, listen, I mean, this could not be a more accomplished and, you know, a prolific group of musicians. A ton of Love Raptor people. If you listen to Fairfield County Live and Local, you've heard Love Raptor a million times. A ton of guys from that project on this.
Ryan Perino and...
Well, yeah, so we've got an awesome group of musicians. And we've got a fantastic songwriter and Mr. Drew Angus right here.
Yes.
Where can everybody find A Snow Globe Christmas?
Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Deezer, Amazon, Napster, wherever else you listen to music, it's there.
Killer. Drew, buddy, thank you. I'm looking forward to downloading this thing tonight.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
All right, brother. We'll see you later. Hang out in the chat room for a second. But for people watching, so check it out. This Sunday at 9, Fairfield County Live and Local is going to be playing 3 songs off of this record on 95.9 The Fox. So make sure you check it out. Thank you for watching.